The slogans were clear. No to America. No to the occupation. No to any agreement which would leave U.S. troops here a moment longer. One of Muqtada Sadr's aides read out a message from him urging Iraqi members of parliament not to betray their country by approving the draft agreement. Anybody who tells you the agreement will end the American occupation, he said, or that it will give Iraq its sovereignty back, is a liar. The draft agreement's already been discussed, inconclusively, by Iraq's National Security Council, which brings together top political leaders across the board. This was the first round in what looks like being a momentous political battle, with Iraqi officials strongly defending the draft.
It doesn't establish permanent bases for the US military here in the country for another 5, 10 or 20 years. We're talking about 3 years, and it's subject to annual review also. Either side can pull out of it.
Muqtada Sadr's opposition is clear for all to see and implacable. But there are other Shiite factions close to Iran which may also swing against the accord. Some Sunni groups also have reservations. Though it took months to hammer out, acceptance of the agreement here is by no means certain. Jim Muir, BBC News, Baghdad.